High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Second date update.
As a guy, the hardest thing about online dating is figuring out how to capture a beautiful woman's attention right off the bat.
Mm, yeah.
Because okay. When you're one of 50,000 thirsty dudes sliding into her DMs, how are you supposed to stand out?
Yeah, nothing really works.
Well, it must be hard for you guys.
One person in this room might think sending her an upside-down eggplant might do the trick.
Upside down?
And even though that may sound crude and inappropriate, it also isn't far off.
Uh-huh.
Instead of showing her an eggplant, why not call her one instead?
Hey, you
That's
eggplant?
Not sexy at all. Well,
that's what one of our listeners, Sean, would recommend doing. Let's talk to him. Sean, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Did you tell a woman she reminds you of an eggplant?
Not an eggplant, but I like to use kind of like fruit nicknames that gets their attention a little bit, like my little blueberry or mango mama.
I wish I was a mango mama.
You plump little watermelon over there, you.
You sexy kumquat. Look at you.
I'm having a hard time thinking of a friend that's a compliment.
Yet to think of one I want to be called.
Not like a little cherry pie.
This is a strategy that works well for you, Sean?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of lets them remember you. You know, it's like...
Stands out.
Yeah, it kind of just makes you stand out a little bit. You know, it's cute.
Okay.
Like cutie oranges, right?
Hey, you like it now, right?
Brooke's on board now, so.
But it worked for you, so, you know, good job.
Who was the woman that it worked on?
Yeah, so I met this girl named Hannah.
I don't care about her real name. What'd you call her?
Yeah.
And the obvious name would be Hannah Banana, but I figured too many people have called her that in her life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that one with Hey Pineapple?
Pineapple?
Left field.
And not a real catchy nickname.
Not the sexiest fruit you think of. Did she see all of that as a compliment?
Not really. We didn't really chat for like a week.
For a week she didn't talk to you?
Yeah, so we matched, and once I called her that, we didn't talk for like a week after that.
Okay.
So did you apologize? Is that how you recovered?
No, actually, I kind of went in the opposite direction. I sent her like a cool pineapple fact every day and doubled down on it.
Here's why you are really a pineapple.
Oh man.
That's really funny, actually.
See, now Brooke likes it.
What fact got her?
Well, I think it was a combination of all the facts together that really got her to respond.
Oh.
Just your extensive pineapple knowledge.
It's like a book of pineapple facts.
Mm-hmm. Showed your value through pineapple.
Okay.
Trivia.
Yeah, she said, if you don't call me pineapple anymore, we can talk.
Ah. Okay.
Hey. Oh my gosh! Wait.
So she responded to shut you up? I mean, he must be attractive.
Yeah. Like, I'm glad it worked, but like you said, you recommended this to people. I wouldn't do that.
It's amazing. You annoyed her into a first date.
That's a good one.
Not
way
a lot of people can do that. So how did it go?
I beg to differ. Some of us can.
What did you do?
So I laid off the pineapple talk, as she asked.
Good.
And switched to calling her Kiwi, which she liked a little bit better.
Oh, now she's a Kiwi.
Oh, my God. You just didn't leave that alone. But I
Does
think
she
that...
really
well,
like
she
it?
Liked it.
Did she, though? What
yeah,
she...
yeah, but you guys don't understand. It was, like, kind of a joke. It was like, I'm not going to call you pineapple anymore, but I'm going to call you a different fruit.
Got it.
Let's put the fruit basket aside for a second, because we need to talk about Hannah and your actual date with her.
Yeah, we decided to meet up at a restaurant.
Okay. I thought you were going to say juice bar, and I was like, I swear.
All my exes are in here. Yeah. Oh, God.
All my exes.
So how did the restaurant go?
Yeah, so I honestly was walking on eggshells. I was trying hard to do everything right.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was opening doors. I was pulling out chairs, complimenting her, but, you know, also kind of playing it cool. And I think it went really well. We were talking and spent like over an hour in the restaurant.
Mm. That's pretty good. I mean, it's kind of average time, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty average. I mean, I guess.
Good for a pretty bad date, in my opinion. But yeah.
That's how long food normally takes when you're in a restaurant.
Okay. But don't point it
I'm
out
sorry.
To him.
Yeah.
Brooke, you're making me feel a little self-conscious over here.
Sorry.
I'm not going to
lie. Stop.
I don't mean it that way.
Sorry, Coconut. Go back to the story. What happened with the date? It was an hour long?
Yeah, it was an hour long. We both finished eating. I paid like a gentleman.
Good.
Didn't ask her to do anything.
Okay. But most men pay on dates, and not really that big of a deal, but okay.
I want to know, how you guys connected.
What stood out?
I feel like you're going through the list of the timeline, but, what about the date?
He was being an extra gentleman for her, pulling out all the chairs and giving her compliments.
Yeah, it was complimentary. We had a lot of similarities from the past, We've ran in the same circles.
Same parents.
Oh, God.
No.
Something cool to bond over.
Same circle, Johnson family?
Yeah.
You too?
On Circle Drive?
Oh, God.
We're just kidding, man.
Sorry.
We're just giving you a hard
time.
We're
dumb, bro.
I know.
That's a big deal that you knew the same people from life.
Yeah, it's a small world. You should have met.
I mean, these all sound like really, really positive things. How did the night end?
Yeah, so I walked into her car. We hugged goodbye.
Okay.
That night, I texted her after and told her I had a great time.
And?
Next day, asked her if she wants to meet up again. And then she responded in big caps, "Are you joking?"
Oh. What?
Oh.
Maybe she was like, "Are you joking?" And you're like, "No, finally I'm being serious, Kiwi."
Yes, I wrote back, "No, Kiwi, are you up for round two?"
Hey.
Oh, okay.
We're still rolling with the Kiwi. I just thought we ditched it by now.
And did you get a response to that?
I haven't heard back.
At all.
Oh, man.
Honestly, when she said, "Are you kidding me?" It feels like there's something that you should have understood there.
Something that went wrong during the date. Can you think of anything that would have happened that she could have taken as a red flag?
It was a post-pineapple world. I wasn't mentioning it as we talked about. And I don't know what I did. I'm confused.
So you dropped the pineapple.
Huh. Interesting.
Hmm. Yeah, so I guess we're just going to call her and find out. We'll come back, do your second date update right after this.
Second date update.
Women do not like a guy who's too cheesy on a date.
Mm.
But never said anything about being too fruity.
Ugh.
And our listener, Sean, has used that to his advantage.
Yeah.
Because his secret to nabbing a beautiful woman's attention online is calling her a cutesy fruit nickname.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like blueberry or nectarine.
And see, it all works. That's how we love it.
It's how we ended up on a dinner date with Hannah, a.k.a. Kiwi.
Okay. Yeah. Well, he started with pineapple, and then she refused to respond.
Yeah, she kind of vetoed that one, and then they went with Kiwi. But they did go out together, and how that date actually went kind of depends on who you ask.
Mm-hmm.
If you ask Sean, it was great, amazing. If you ask Brooke, it was meh, pretty much like any other date we've ever heard, nothing special.
I didn't mean to be rude. I just tried to be, might agree.
Yeah.
So
that's true. Yeah. The real question is, what did Hannah think? Because when he asked to meet up with her again, her response was, "Are you joking?"
Yeah.
There
was no smiley face emoji after it.
Which means fruit emojis.
Yeah. Which means something happened that we're all missing. That should be obvious to him, right?
Is that where your head's at, Sean?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. I mean, you do know, we may get her on the phone and she may say something kind of mean.
Yeah.
Brooke's kind of hoping that she does,
actually. I just know how these go,
Brooke, what are you saying? Why do you keep putting me down?
I'm not putting you down. I'm just trying to prepare you. I just don't want it to hurt your feelings.
Well, I don't think she's going to hurt my feelings, but you're definitely hurting my feelings right now, Brooke.
What? Yeah. I'm not trying to hurt your feelings.
Well, why are you smiling when he says that?
Because I'm trying to watch out for your feelings. Just call her.
Okay.
I'm not going to say anymore.
All right, let's save it. Here we go. I'm dialing Hannah right now.
Hello?
Hi, we're looking to speak with Hannah.
Yeah, this is Hannah. Who's calling?
This is a radio show calling called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Hey, Hannah.
Hi, what's up, Hannah?
How do you do?
Welcome to the show, Hannah.
Weird morning,
why
huh?
Why are you calling me?
Well, we're calling on behalf of one of our listeners who's been trying to get a hold of you. It's a guy that you went on a date with recently named Sean.
Mm. Oh, okay.
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 Do you have a fruit nickname for him, or does he just have one for you?
All right.
No, he's got a million for me, but my...
A million?
We spoke to Sean a little earlier, and we heard about your guys' quote-unquote relationship and your date.
Your one date.
I mean, I wouldn't call it a relationship for sure.
Yeah. We're not trying to put labels on it or anything. Yeah. But I will tell you, Sean is very confused, a little bit disappointed that he hasn't been able to see you one more time.
Uh-huh. I'm at a loss. How does this man not understand?
This guy is totally clueless. I don't know what happened. He seemed to think the date went great.
Yeah. We've heard a few of the highlights from your date night, and clearly he is missing something. We're just trying to help him figure out what that is.
I will say, like, that was the most awkward end of a date I've, like, ever had.
At the end?
The end.
Whoa. He didn't mention anything about the end. He just said he walked you to your car and gave you a hug. Right.
What happened?
So we're eating, you know, I think it was like about an hour in, and I had to go to the bathroom.
Okay, can I ask real quick before you go to the bathroom?
Brooke, I wanted to tell her.
Right in the middle of the
juice. I know, but I want to know, how was she feeling about the date then?
You know, I was like, let me just go to see what's happening. We know some of the same people.
Okay. He was also really persistent with his, like, attempts to get you to go out with him.
Yeah.
But sorry, you were there for an hour. You went to the bathroom and what?
Right. So I come back from the bathroom and my food, which was like halfway finished, was bagged up and sitting at the table. And I just thought, it is a weeknight. Maybe he has work tomorrow early or something, you know.
Or maybe the waitress or waiter came over and did, you know, sometimes they just scoop it up real quick.
And you weren't finished with your food at that point?
Right. There was still enough left for seconds, I would say.
I feel like this is a positive sign. You wanted the date to continue. You didn't want it to be over, it sounds like.
Yeah.
I mean, he was putting in effort, so, like, I was willing to continue the date. We were having a good time.
Good.
Okay.
So this is good.
So it wasn't like a total loss from the beginning.
So what's like the worst part? Why is this so bad that you wouldn't want to talk to him again or see him again?
Okay, so then he's like, should we go? I'm like, yeah, sure. So he grabs my food and we walk out. And I'm like, oh, a gentleman, I guess. Like, I'm assuming he's going to walk me to my car and hand me my things and send me off.
Right, totally.
We get to my car. He hugs me. And he keeps holding the food and says, oh, hey, thanks for this. I'm going to split this with my roommate for lunch tomorrow.
Food?
It was just like an immediate ick. Like, no.
I didn't even think of that as an option. God. I had no idea that was what was coming.
But here's the thing. In his mind, I'm cheap too. Like,
don't call him cheap. You would say that while he is listening on the other line now. Calling him cheap to his own ears.
What if he's eating the food,
Jeffrey?
Right now?
I'm trying to defend him.
Calling him cheap.
No, but like,
wait, Sean is on the other line right now.
Oh my god.
Maybe if he's not crying on the floor right now, Sean, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, guys. Unfortunately.
Bro, you took her food.
What are your thoughts, dude?
I mean, I can't even believe this is even a conversation right now. Hannah, I mean, we were there for over an hour, and I just thought we were done eating. I thought it was right etiquette to get the Uber.
You just assumed then. Like, why didn't you say, like, hey, are you done, and can me and my roommates eat this?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's a big follow-up.
I didn't see a problem with it. I figured it was ours. You know, I paid for the bill, and, you know.
Yeah, but it's my meal.
Yeah.
It's your meal when we're at the restaurant, but when the date's over, it becomes my meal.
Wait, so it's his possession because he paid for it?
Oh, honey. So this is something you do all the time.
Yeah, this is something everybody should do. I don't see.
No, bro.
You're doubling down.
Hannah, can you see his point of view?
No.
I didn't even say, I want this to go. I went to the bathroom. Like, if I had said, you know what, I'm done with
Oh, my God.
Maybe.
That's true.
But, like, no, I was still hungry.
I mean, can't you be a little bit more understanding there, Kiwi?
Oh, no.
Don't do that, Jeff.
Sorry, I know that that's yours and Sean's nickname, so I don't want to, like, step on any toes here.
Oh, Hannah.
Listen, whoever told this guy that it was also cute to call people food names, okay. Like, no.
Any food?
So, okay. Wait a minute.
Okay, enchilada.
Not a fan.
Can I just ask, it just kind of dawned on me. Sean, did you really think she was done, or do you just wanted a bigger portion to bring home to the house?
Was it an opportunity?
Yeah.
I thought she was done, honestly. I thought it was...
Likely story.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you give off the signs of being done, like you rub your belly a lot, like you're full.
You just said she was still hungry.
Yeah, she literally went to the bathroom.
But she's in the bathroom. That's I'm done.
I feel maybe like she knocks her fork over, and he's like, can we get a box, please?
You may have been giving full vibes, Hannah. Can you at least admit that?
Also not a compliment. Thank you, Alexis.
No, because my thing is, like, even if I was giving full vibes, then what if I wanted to take my leftovers home, and while I was eating them at home, maybe I would think, nice date. Like, I'll give this guy another chance.
That's true. She's going to remember you.
But if you had thought the food was so good, wouldn't you have eaten all of it there in one sitting? I think the
It sounds like she would have eaten it all, Jeffrey, if they hadn't boxed it before she
Exactly. See, I think the whole room agrees, Hannah, that you're in the wrong here, and you have a chance to do a do-over and make this date done the right way, a date that we would pay for.
I mean, then it's our food. Do we get the leftovers?
Once you're finished, mail it over to the station so we can eat it.
I want a breadstick.
What do you think, Hannah? One more chance for Sean.
If you guys are going to pay for it, I'm going to request that then you also pay for another meal for him and his roommate to take home afterwards, and then maybe I consider.
Okay.
Well, Brooke can agree to cover that cost if she wants to jump in, but we'll just cover the two meals.
Does he not eat unless his roommate brings food home for him? Like...
Maybe his roommate's a dog. Did we ask?
Oh, we did not ask that.
To clarify, my roommates are real people.
Oh, okay.
And they're my parents.
And they're your parents.
Oh! Your parents?
Oh.
Yeah.
Your parents are eating the leftovers.
Does that make it better or worse?
You know, you don't want to take away food from his mom and dad, do you?
For me, this is like all starting to add up of like how you were raised and stuff, because my parents would never eat a stranger's leftovers. And so like this is all just too much for me. And I'm respectfully going to pass.
Oh, God.
Man.
Did this just evolve to my parents are better than your parents?
Yeah, I think so.
My upbringing much stronger than yours.
Yeah. Uh-huh. All right.
Thanks anyway, guys. To be honest, I don't think my mom would have liked her anyway.
Oh.
What, did she order bad food? Or?
Yeah.
All moms love me, I will say it.
I love that that's what really got her insulted.
Yeah.
That's how I know you're full of it.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
If you pay for a meal, should the leftovers belong to you?
No.
It's an interesting question. I know Brooke's stance is yes.
No, it's not.
Because she buys us lunch sometimes, and before she goes home, she'll dig through the garbage cans trying to find any scraps that we didn't to bring it home to her family.
Yeah. It's like, I didn't know you didn't like crust, Jeffrey. Yeah. Like, the crust is the best part.
So you take his crust home?
He's like, Michael, I brought home some crust for you for dinner.
Some Jeffrey crust.
I could 100% see you doing that.
I could see Brooke
You put it all in a casserole dish and cover it in cheese.
No, it's a casserole.
By the end of the week, you got enough to feed a whole family.
So I will never eat one of your casseroles again.
The thing is, Brooke is already in an established relationship, so she can get away with it.
Yeah.
Sean was on a first date when he pulled that move.
Poor Sean. He's not getting a call back.
Look, everyone texting in. We understand the points. He paid. It's his food. I still don't think that's right.
Yeah, it's just interesting that it's her food until the meal is over.
Yeah.
Like, when is it?
Then it changes possession.
Hey, illegal ownership.
Who's in charge of that rule?
I'd say do a better job at dinner. I say.
Eat faster.
Yeah.
I think we need to take this matter right up to the Supreme Court.
There we go.
The Supreme Food Court?
They don't have anything else going on.
No.
Help us decide that. And in the meantime, we can continue to help you with your dating life. Email the show. We'll call that person who's not calling you back.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a high-
pie apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.